Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'll tell you what, my producer and I were just talking as we went on the air. He has me all riled up because we were talking about the debate last night, and which is what we are going to talk about. I have in my calendar, I will not book a guest on the day of the debate, after the debates, because we're going to talk about it. So the phone lines will be open here shortly. I want to know if you watch the debates. So many people were listening, and so many people had different opinions. Who won that debate? Who do you think won that debate? Those opinions seem to differ depending on whichever candidate you support. The majority of MSN, the mainstream media, picked Hillary. Many others picked Donald Trump, and I've got some of that here in front of me. I didn't personally think there was any huge event or any moment last night that actually put one or the other over the top. But you know me, I try to watch the body language and read between the rhetoric. So that's what you're going to hear from me. Did you watch that debate? The opening, I'll open the phone lines here after our break. So write the number down, 877-895-5410. The fact-checking was a big thing last night. But it seemed the only one they were fact-checking was Trump. They didn't fact-check Hillary, if you paid attention. Well, maybe that's because Hillary prepared so well for the debate. She did. She bragged about it. But her preparation seemed to consist of sending out her private investigators to dig up unhappy employees, subcontractors, and an unhappy beauty queen contestant. To pit Trump on the defense, to catch him off guard, which she did, in a personal way, but not about the issues. He did not waver about the issues. Now, it seemed to be a big deal as to whether he's turned in his taxes or not. Why is that a big deal? She made the comment, which I think this is hysterical. She made the comment that maybe he has something to hide. This coming from a woman that destroyed and hid things on a personal server and destroyed emails, which they didn't allow really to get. They didn't question her about that. 30,000 some emails. They didn't question her about Benghazi mistake. I said I made a mistake. You know, lady, you're going to be the president of the United States. We don't want to see another one of those like Benghazi. So that wasn't brought up. And that does affect how she behaves as a president. That is her past. That is how she has represented us, the American people, and the military. It was a big deal whether Trump supported or didn't support the Iraq war. Why was that a big deal? He was not an elected official. He was in no capacity to vote for or against it. He had an opinion like you and I had an opinion, and those opinions varied as we had very little information to go on, other than we knew Iraq wasn't the one that took down the Trade Center. Why is that a big deal? He wasn't an elected official. She was. Hillary's missing emails. Those weren't a big deal last night. Yet she has put the United States in jeopardy. I've told you many times, she said, Trump must have something to hide. Maybe he's not as rich as he says he is. Or maybe he's had money with other people like foreign countries that he doesn't want us to know about. Well, maybe we think the same thing about 30,000 missing emails, Miss Hillary Clinton. Maybe the American people think you have something to hide. Is Trump rich or is he not rich? Does it matter? Do we really want Bill to be the first guy in the White House? To be the first guy, a rapist, in the White House? Seems we've been down that road before. She was quick to bring up Trump's dealings with women in the past and his name-calling with Rosie O'Donnell. Now, you know, I don't really defend it, but I know what Rosie O'Donnell was saying, and trust me, she doesn't need defending. She was vulgar. She was just as ugly or worse ugly-mouthed as Trump was. To call her what he did a fat slob was pretty mild compared to what she was saying. Trump chose, and I thought he did a pretty good job, to stay on the issues of what he believes will make America great again, and those things that Hillary and her people with the administration, current administration that she supports, have gone wrong and why we're where we are. But Hillary, her preparation was personal attacks. Hillary had a lot of rhetoric. It was kind of the same old, with things we've heard her say before. It's socialistic policies, making promises that can never possibly be kept and haven't yet and never will. Her way, not for a positive for the American jobs, not for a positive for the American people. Hillary talked about the bad deals economically. The bad deal the poor Barack Obama inherited from G.W. Bush. She had untruths about some of that. We should have done a little fact-searching about that and when she was talking about the failure of the trickle-down economy. We all know that jobs are still scarce. So the facts that she was throwing out about a recovery were not true. And times are still difficult for the majority of American people. And in the nearly 8 years now of the Obama administration, he did inherit a bad deal. When he got there, we were around $9 trillion in debt. Now we are $20 trillion in debt. Now that's a mighty slow recovery. Trump talked about bringing jobs back. Trump talked about government regulations crippling businesses, big and small. Trump talked about cutting taxes. Trump talked about being strong and not allowing bullies pushing our ships and taunting them. Hillary actually brought that up because she thinks he'll be too quick to push the button and start a war. Between her times of speak, this goes back to my body language, I thought she seemed a little disinterested. As she watched Trump, she appeared to be a little sleepy. She was slow to blink. She studied up all right for the debate. And her answers and her replies were very scripted. Extremely scripted. My opinion of a win? I would give it to Trump. But not because of any knockout punch, but because he actually attempted to stay on issues of importance. I personally could care less about what he says about Rosie O'Donnell, and that's just the truth. She's attacked me. She attacks everybody. She's vulgar. She's nasty. She's horrible. Why was she a part of a presidential debate? Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Who won the debate? What did you think about it? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Thank you.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6508.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSC Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are discussing last night's debate. I want to know what you, my listeners, what America really thinks. You know, we heard all the experts last night. Had to listen to all the experts and all that they had to say. And I've been looking through articles and things this morning. And CNN, every one of their people says that Trump just did horrible and Hillary won and she was just this and that. And I didn't see it that way. I did not see it that way, but I don't like Hillary. So I'm not going to see anything good about Hillary. But why did they never ask her why she left the White House broke and in debt? Why don't they ask that? Well, I had a caller, and if I'd have laid money, if I'd have been a betting woman, if I'd laid money down, I'd have got it right. CW from Missouri is our first caller today. CW, how are you?
I'm fine. First place, the ability to base up so big, nobody can live up to expectations on them, and I think that's one thing. You can't decide who's going to be a president over one debate. You got to decide what they stand for.
I agree.
But I didn't think Trump come down hard enough on her about picking the judges and about securing the borders and stuff. She done better than I expected her to, and yes, he didn't do quite as good as I expect him to, but I don't think either one of them really. One, they're lost a debate. They've just a debate. What I don't like,
I kind of agree with that.
Now, what I don't like is the sidetrack issues that they try to get them off on instead of talking about the real issues, the birther issue, the about Rosie O'Donnell issue, all the tax issues. They try to get on everything except what people wants to hear about.
Now, that's
how they're going to improve the country.
That was Hillary bringing those up because she really can't bring up anything substantial because her administration, all that she's been in, has been a failure to this nation.
I thought he made a really good point when she started telling about what she's going to do. And he said, you've been in there all these years. How come you haven't already done it? And, you know, I thought that was a good point.
Yeah, it was. I thought he did really well there.
And also another point he made that I've been saying for years. We can't police the whole world. We don't have the money or the manpower to police the whole world. We cannot run around fighting everybody else's wars, or we're going to go bankrupt ourselves.
And, you know, she brought up that he made a comment about when the boys were taunted out at sea there and, you know, that wouldn't happen. She goes, well, what's he going to do, start a war over that? Well, we're not respected. That's why that's happening. And he's just saying if we were strong, we would be respected, and we're not right now.
That Obama draws a red line, then they cross it, and you don't do nothing about it. So,
yeah, we got to step back and draw another line. You know
right.
How that goes.
And we had Iran on their knees with all those sanctions, and Obama and Hillary let them up, took them off, and gave them everything they wanted. And all I got to say is I can't believe the people of America is stupid enough to elect Hillary Clinton president. If they do... And they're stupider than I thought they was. But
something else that Trump did that how I am about D.C. occupiers, and I've got to get him to start saying D.C. occupiers, is he went after Congress about this economy and some of the things that went on, too. And also the Iran deal. You know, basically Congress handed that to Obama. They let him do whatever he wanted, and now we're all fussing about it. Well, they're just as guilty as he is.
You got that right, and she keeps saying to put a lid on the nuclear thing, when actually they gave Iran the right to build nuclear weapons.
Right. You're right.
And as soon as they get them built, they've already said they're going to throw the first bomb on Israel and the second bomb on us, so we're pretty stupid to give people the weapons that they need to fight us with, but I thought the nuclear point was real good. You know, Obama said global warming is more important than the nuclear, and I'd say the nuclear thing is the number one issue, but those other countries those little countries don't need those nuclear weapons, and they're just about the same as give it to Iran, but all I know is you can't decide a presidential election over a debate. You got to figure what each one stands for and vote for what you believe. And, of course, I'm a Trump fan. I'm a Trump supporter. So if he fell off the stage last night, I'd still vote for him. I couldn't vote for Hillary if Adolf Hitler was running against her. So that's how I feel about Hillary. But all I know is, like I said, they build these debates up so big and for the TV to make people watch.
And that's the real winner.
Nobody can live up to expectations.
The real winner are the networks.
Yeah, you got that right.
That's the real winners right there, is the networks.
I hope the American people will judge this election on what this country needs to make it great again and not on personalities.
I hope you're right. I hope they do that, too. I appreciate it, CW. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, Hillary, when we want to talk about what she said about women, she made comments about the women that Bill was accused of being with. And she talked about, I think it was Monica Lewinsky, I'm not sure. She called her a narcissist and a Looney Tune. And, you know, she wasn't kind. And I could understand, being the scorned woman, if I thought that's what she really was, that she would be unhappy and blame the woman. But Bill had been in so many affairs and so many accusations of assault and rape against women. How can she possibly bring that up against Trump and get away with it? How could she possibly say maybe Donald Trump has something to hide? How could she spew these things out of her mouth, knowing that she hid the fact that there was a second server? She hid the fact by deleting, not just deleting, but had some of her people go in and use bleach product or whatever they call that on them, where, as Trey Gowdy says, not even God can find them. But Trump has something to hide because he hasn't turned over his taxes yet? I thought she was walking a mighty thin line. And I know on Twitter and Facebook and all across the social media, people were hoping that Trump would really take her down. Well, this was the first debate, and I think he was feeling it out just to see exactly what was going to happen. Well, we know what happened. She was scripted on what she wanted to say, but her days of preparation were more like weeks and months, as she had private investigators out searching for the unhappy people in Trump's past. And Mark Cuban drives me crazy. He is such a spoiled guy that wants attention. He just wants attention. So he was there, and of course they talked to him after the show. After the debate. We have Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing okay, Beth. We really appreciate everything you guys do.
Thank you.
Real quick, no matter what you thought of the debate last night, it doesn't matter. Look at one thing. What has Hillary accomplished, and how much damage has she and Bill done to this country already in the first 8 years? And for those of you that would really like to see something, I recommend you rent the movie 13 Hours about the secret soldiers of Benghazi, and see what the Benghazi raid looked like, and just take a moment and reflect on what if those boys that were there that fought for the embassy and fought for the CIA station, they were Americans mostly, what if those boys were your friend, your neighbor, a relative, what if they were your child, and Hillary is in that way over her head.
I want to point out, they didn't just die in combat. And our representative over there, he didn't just die in combat. They dragged him through the streets. They tortured him. I mean, they had him stripped naked, dragging him through the streets. This was an assault on all America. But these guys weren't just bang, shot, dead. This was torture.
And that's by our peaceful Islamic Brotherhood, you know, radical Islamics, the religion of peace.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Us and the infidels will either be converted or we will be beheaded. So
think
about that before you put a vote in for something like Hillary and allow her to continually and maybe finally destroy what's left of America.
She flippantly says, well, I made a mistake. Oh, yeah, you made a mistake. We're going into a break. Mike, thank you so much for your call and your support. I appreciate all that you do. Going into a break. The lines are open, 877-895-5410. Did you watch the debate? What did you think? I didn't see any absolute winner, but I thought Trump did well. And we're going to continue to talk about that. 877-895-5410. 877-895-5410. And we, the people, will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet, as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, nobody is safe. I'm going to go to the phone lines here, but I want to, because I don't think we're going to get to this, and I don't know a whole lot about it, but I just know that Savage was taken off the air yesterday abruptly after he started talking about Hillary and some things that she has done in her past. So there you go, Free America. I may not be here tomorrow. Who knows? We have William from Delaware. William, how are you today?
Yes, doing fine, Beth Ann. Good morning from the first state, the state of Delaware.
Awesome.
There you go. Listen, something interesting on the, just hit on the alternative news, as we like to say. It's on the beforeitsnews.com website. Apparently, a new photo has emerged from last night's debate. After the debate was over, Hillary was bending forward, shaking hands with Bill in the crowd. I'm sure you saw that. Someone took a still, took frame by frame. At one point, when Hillary was reaching forward, bent over to shake someone's hand, there is clearly a definitive picture of a wire or some type of a cable running from her base of her neck down to her back, and on the side of her hip is a square box. Here's what they're saying. Is that a wire? Was she being coached during the debate via a wireless device to give her an edge, perhaps, over what questions Matt Lauer was going to ask in advance?
Okay, now that was... Matt Lauer wasn't the one last night.
I'm sorry, Matt Lauer. I'm sorry, the other guy.
Sorry. Okay, that's fine.
Forgive me. But the gentleman, whoever he was, I forget his name, was she being coached?
Well, now, I haven't seen the video yet, and I'll try and find that later today. But let me go back, because I've done some public speaking, and I've done some singing, and you do have wires, and there is a little box, and she could have not taken that off yet. That might have been, because I know they don't, you know, did they have the little lapel mics going on, or did she have something in her ear? I don't know, because I haven't seen that yet. But I will say, I know that when they have the lapel mics, they have a little box, they have a wire that has to go somewhere. And with the women, it's a little hard to hide.
Okay,
so you can
understood.
See. Yeah. So
understood. But the question is, did it work both ways? Was she being advanced notice of what questions Lester Holt, forgive me.
There you go. You got
was
it.
Was going
okay.
to ask. Just
All
something
right.
to think about.
All right. I appreciate that. And I'll
Take
try
it.
And look it up. I'm on that website now, but I can't see that right off the top of it. So, okay. Thank you. We're going to go to Arlene in Pennsylvania. Arlene, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Welcome.
Thank you. We listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
I wanted to, you mentioned, you know, we watched the debate last night, and I'm a Trump supporter.
Okay.
And I just wanted, I know in the beginning of the debate they were supposed to discuss certain topics. It was announced. And then afterwards, but then the moderator actually went directly to Trump and questioned him directly on the birther issue, on his tax returns. Is that fair?
I don't think it is. And I think, you know, I think he was under a lot of heat, not that it took much heat, but the other moderator with their town hall or whatever they called that other one that they had, he took a lot of heat because they said he wasn't tough enough on Trump and he was too tough on Hillary. So I think that it was definitely they were going to go after Trump on a personal issue. And those personal things, they don't affect how he's going to be president. I don't think. I mean, if it was...
I agree entirely.
Well, let me take that back, because I do think what Bill Clinton was doing while he was president and before, that does affect it. I mean, he was... I don't see that Trump's the same as far as the way he treats women as I see Bill Clinton. And yet they keep going after him because he said something bad to Rosie O'Donnell. He didn't get along with one of the beauty contestants, and he had some unhappy subcontractors or contractors in his past. And what person has been in business or been alive that long and hasn't upset somebody? I mean, there's not any of us. But they didn't go after Hillary's past or Bill Clinton's past.
No, and the moderator didn't go directly to Hillary and ask her questions, say, about her Clinton Foundation or anything like that. Nothing. You know,
no.
She, you know, the moderator went directly to Trump, and I thought that was unfair because I thought it was a debate between the two party, between Hillary and Trump, and
you know,
not the moderator.
When they talked about the issues, such as trade issues, I thought Trump was right on. And there's no defending where we're at right now. I don't know how anyone, Hillary or any of her supporters, can defend where this economy is right now. And we will admit that when Obama got there, we were already too far in debt. $9 trillion was unspeakable. But now we're $20 trillion plus. And, you know, so how can they defend and how can they say, well, the recovery's slow? Well, it's not a recovery. It's going the wrong direction. And, you know, so, yeah, they didn't question her missing emails. They didn't question Benghazi. They didn't question her integrity, the lying that's been going on. They didn't question any of that.
Well, and even when Trump said he would actually surrender his tax returns if Hillary surrendered those 30,000 emails.
They moved on quickly there.
She didn't say she would.
No, they moved on quickly, didn't they?
Yeah, they went right over that one.
Yes, they did. Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I didn't see any one big statement or big happening that changed my mind on anything. Of course, I'm not going to change my mind. And I already have my preconceived notions. I think I'm pretty right on as to what kind of a character Hillary is. And it has nothing to do with her being female. It has everything to do with her being a socialist, and I don't want that. I think Trump is probably still too much big government for me, but I'm trying to pray and trust that he's going to have a lot of people behind him. I've had people telling me there's things going on behind the scene that we don't know about that are good, that he's being groomed and he's being told about things like Agenda 21 and things that are going on back in the back. You know, he mentioned, Arlene, about the regulations that we're being lambasted by with the EPA and BLM and all these that are, they're just, you know, the IRS, they're just whipping us with regulations from the big government and the bureaucracy, and it's just killing America. And he did mention that. She didn't defend. She kind of moved on. That's when I think she had to pull her rabbits out of the hat, you know, about these people that weren't happy with Trump and had some of them in the audience. I thought that was a little bit in poor judgment, but that's just me.
Yeah, because they also mentioned the audience was supposed to be quiet, and yet they allowed them to cheer on for Hillary.
Yes, I noticed that too, Arlene.
I thought it was a very unfair debate because it also seemed like they gave Hillary more speaking time than Trump.
You know, too, I think that talking about the character of how they appear to the American people, Trump goes right through all the reporters right after the debate. He meets with his family, but then he enters what they call the war room, you know, where all the reporters are waiting to talk to them, and Hillary bypassed that. Trump walks right into it. Let's talk to him. He goes right into the battle.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that told a lot about his character. He's not afraid of them.
I know that I have not changed my mind. I'm voting for Trump, and I help out at, you know, at his campaign headquarters, and I'm going to continue to do so. And hopefully, you know, I want him in the White House.
Well, you know, if you've got any poll there, you know, put a good word in for me. I've been trying to get him to come on the air with me. Don't laugh. I know I'm a little people, but I think I have an awful big group of people here that would love to hear from him.
No, you're not a little people. You're a good person. You're a big person.
Well, I'm not a Hannity or a Rush or some of these others, but I'm here fighting for all of us. Thank you so much, Arlene. I appreciate it. We're going into a break. We have some other callers hanging on. Just keep hanging. 877-895-5410. I will get to you as soon as we come back from this break. Laura's hanging on, and Laura, we're going to come to you as soon as we get back. 877-895-5410. And we the people, we're listening, we're watching, and we will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
one.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their legal team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No BO deodorant, offers CSC Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No BO is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals? Only a small amount of No BO is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No BO deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No BO. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. You know, some of the best parts of the show are with me and my producer during commercial break, but we can't air those. We have Laura from Missouri. Laura, how are you today?
I am terrific. I'm only calling to let you know there is a movie coming out one night only. It's coming out Thursday night, September 29th at 7 p.m., It's one showing, and it's all across the country. It's called Targeted, Exposing the Gun Control Agenda. You can go online to Targeted, T-A-R-G-E-T-E-D, themovie.com, and it's got a little trailer on there. But the synopsis, it is, it's a documentary film, coupled with an impactful gun control debate hosted by former CNN White House correspondent Dan Lothian, with experts representing both sides of the issue. And I think it's going to be an excellent opportunity for everybody to get there.
I can't go Thursday night, but I'm going to go watch the trailer, and I'll put it on the Facebook page, and I'll tweet it out and see how many people I can get to go out that. You say it's in the movies. It's only one time.
It's one night, Thursday night at 7 p.m. I know it's showing in Fulton. It's showing in Moberly. And I think in Jeff City and several a bunch of places in St. Louis. and in Colombia, and it's all across the country. But it's a one night viewing for anybody out there who really wants to see both sides of the coin.
I wonder if quickly after that they'll sell the DVDs. And we can get them and maybe show them.
They've got interviews with Mike Huckabee, Rand Paul, Joe Wilson, and several other panel perspectives from the opposite side, from the Brady Center to prevent gun violence, Debbie Hines, and the former Baltimore prosecutor, David Keene. So...
But they're covering both sides of the issue.
They're covering both sides of the issue for everybody to see, you know.
Okay, well, that's a good deal, even though I only see one side. But that's a good deal.
I do, too. I know what side I'm on, and, you know, let them bring whatever they want. And I've got David Barton's book, too, The Second Amendment, which really explains it out, just like the Founding Fathers.
You know, and I've got Chuck Baldwin's here, and I can't remember how much it sells for. I can't remember, but I've got a few of his books here, To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns. And that's by Timothy Baldwin and his father, Chuck Baldwin, if you remember him, Pastor
Chuck
Baldwin.
Dan Barton did a terrific book. I read it in one day. It's only 63 pages long. And it states back during the Pennsylvania colony. It was mandated. Everybody had to bring your guns to church because everybody went and practiced and drilled after church with their things. And they fined residents of the colonies.
I need to find more time to target practice. You reckon I could talk my pastor into that?
You should. He should be doing it anyways. You know?
He should be. He should.
They should be talking about all these issues. That would
absolutely
be terrific.
Well, and we had mentioned, you know, during the Constitution Convention for Missouri down there in Branson a couple of weekends ago, we had mentioned the Black Robe Regiment that had an awful lot to do with how this Revolutionary War was fought and talking to the people and keeping the people aware and leading people into battle.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they were definitely a big into the revolution and a big advocates for freedom and liberty and for God. And that tells an awful lot about our history that they don't want you to know about. They don't want you to know about. But that's one reason they want to take God out of the churches and God out of everything, because they don't want you to know about the power that we have. They seem to be more afraid of the power, and we don't realize what power we really have. Kind of like, you know, like I've said before, with Dorothy and her ruby slippers.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate it, Laura. I'm going to get that and post it out so we can see if we can get some people on that, okay?
Okay, and they said you can order tickets online ahead of time.
Okay.
And then just pop in there. So,
all right. I appreciate it.
I think it's a great event.
Thank you so much, Laura. We have one more caller. We have Jim in Missouri. Jim?
Hello, Bear Van.
How are you, sir? What's on your mind?
Doing good. We watched that debate off and on last night, from the back and forth between the Cardinals losing a great game and listening to Hillary spread her stuff. And I was thinking all the time, you know, she's got to be held accountable for 4 dead Americans in Benghazi.
Yes, absolutely.
And what she said when they were interviewing her at the committee, she said, what difference does it make? And I was thinking all the time, all the stuff she was postulating, you know, I said, what difference does it make? You're a liar, and you know what the good book says about liars?
Yes, it does.
All liars will have their part in the lake of fire one of these days. And whether we judge her here or vote her in, either one, she's going to face a great judge one of these days for the lies she's told and the stuff she's covered up. I think Donald Trump beat her hands down.
Well, he stayed on issues as best he could, even when she tried to back him into a personal corner. I thought he did a pretty good job. You know, there was a lot of people didn't think he got dirty enough, but I kind of didn't want to see it get dirty. I'd like to see her held accountable. But, you know, she can't defend records. You know, the scandals and the crimes, so they're really not scandals, they're crimes that she's been involved in, with the email scandals and Benghazi and the Clinton Foundation and the pay for play. Those are all issues that are of great consequence, but She can't stand on her record because her record is poor.
Can you even imagine having Bill Clinton as
the First Lady?
A guy who don't even know what is. You know?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. And, it's time to put a stop to them. It just really is. I appreciate it. We're running out of time, Jim. Go ahead, real quick. Okay, that's all right. I wanted to, as we close here, we've only got just maybe 30 seconds, 40 seconds left. I wanted to say this. So there's going to be more debates, and they're going to be interesting, maybe not as big as last night's, but I want you to know it's not about entertainment. It's about national security. It's about our national prosperity. It's about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. We need to give that phrase to Trump. It's not about entertainment. It's about national security, national prosperity, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for sovereign individual American citizens in this country. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. Get big government out of the way and let the republic, which is we the people, have our country back. As Trump says, make America great again, and I say, let's bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.